Hello,
and welcome to the recording for Sunday, the 5th of September. Hopefully you're all ready and you've got all your school kit and all the equipment you need if you haven't already started school. And if you have started school, I hope you are enjoying the first few days. This is a recording for the children in Ignite, so those in reception to year 6. Hope you're well. And hope you are enjoying being back to see your friends, or looking forward to seeing your friends tomorrow if you haven't started school yet. So today we are looking at another country and trying for you to, I'll give you some clues and you can guess what country it is if you can. Okay, so for 5 points, this country is in the intersection of Europe and Asia. For 4 points, it borders with Russia in the north and northeast, Azerbaijan in the east and southeast, Armenia and Turkey in the south, and the Black Sea in the west. For 3 points, the locals call it Sakwatevola, and it shares its name that the rest of the world calls it with a US state. For 2 points, it is considered the birthplace of wine. And for 1 point, its capital is Tbilisi. Okay, so did you guess that I was thinking of Georgia? Is it easier now that you know the answer? Georgia was a former Soviet state. And it is the home of Caucasus mountain villages and the Black Sea beaches. Its language is not used anywhere else in the world except in Georgia. Okay, so today we're talking about the miracle where Jesus cures a boy who had a demon. And it comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 17. And we're looking from verse 14. So I'll just find that in my Bible. Book of Matthew, chapter 17, and from verse 14. And the Bible says, and when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and is always, hold on, this is a King James Version, very, very difficult to read. Okay, I'm going to start that again. So from verse 15 says, when they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. Lord, have mercy on my son, he said. He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. You unbelieving generation, Jesus replied, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. Jesus rebuked the demon and it came out of the boy and he was healed at that moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, why couldn't we drive it out? He replied, because you have so little faith. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. So that is the reading. Now, when this father came to Jesus, he knelt down before him as a sign of understanding that Jesus was a higher or a greater power, and it's also a form of worship and putting yourself beneath the other person and saying, I recognize that you are greater than me. Now, that's not the only way to worship. Sometimes we worship things by giving them our time and attention. So the question to you is, what do you give your time and attention to? What are the things that you will drop everything and pay attention to? Because those are the things that you worship. So we have to be very careful not to worship things apart from God, not to give our attention or to give that power to anything else apart from God. So if on a day you watch a lot of videos or you watch a lot of television and you only give an hour to God, then you worship that thing more than you worship God, and that is not good. When the Father was saying, have mercy, it's quite significant in that you can only really have mercy on something that you have compassion on, something that you understand that person's pain and you understand their point of view. And there's giving mercy, which is very good, but sometimes we have to receive mercy. And sometimes some people struggle with that and they find it very difficult to let other people be nice and gentle to them and to give them mercy or to forgive them certain things that they might do. So, you know, you might want to look at different things and sort of see whether you give mercy to other people or whether you are good at receiving mercy from other people if you have done something that was not quite right. So this boy used to throw himself into the fire or the water, as the father said, and he didn't know he was hurting himself. It just makes me wonder whether there are any things that we are not aware that we're doing. Do we hurt others around us without realizing? Do we say careless things that stop people from being our friends? Or do our actions hurt our future by taking us away from God? Anything that removes us away from God is a sin, and we should not do it. We should make sure that we stay away from it. Now, the disciples could not heal this boy, and this was something that they should have been easily able to do. There was a time when Jesus sent out the disciples into the villages, and he sent them out and he gave them power and authority, and they came back and they were so pleased and they were so happy, and they said, we had great success. We even saw the devil falling down from heaven like lightning. We were so successful. We were able to perform miracles and heal people and provide for people, and we had a great old time. But this miracle they could not do. This was something that they should have been able to do. And why not? Because sometimes we feel that we're not able to do basic things that we should be able to do. I don't know, maybe it could be sorting out your homework, tidying your room, and those are basic things, but we really struggle to do them. And when we're not able to do them, how do we react? Are we disappointed, and do we try harder? Do we work at it? Do we set aside time to do it and to do it properly this time? Jesus here shows some really strong emotions. Is he angry that the disciples are not progressing as they should? Is he cross that their faith is still weak, even though they have seen Jesus doing a lot of things? And they've seen a lot of miracles and a lot of changes. So you could think about when you have felt disappointed in your own progress or maybe the progress of other people. And that's one thing, but the more important thing is what you can do about it. If you see that somebody needs to have progressed a bit further, maybe you can help them. Or if you see that you should have progressed further, maybe you can put more effort to see that you do make that progress. In the story, Jesus immediately uses his power and his authority to heal the boy. And the disciples realize that they have failed, and they want to understand why and how they can do better next time. So when we are faced with failures or we are faced with something that we haven't done very well, what do we do about it? Do we try to improve, or do we run away and hide? We should really try to improve, because having faith is the currency that moves heaven and that makes changes. And it gives you the power to do and achieve a lot. So that is one thing you can do. Increasing your faith in Jesus, your faith in people being good, really. Somebody lost a phone and they said, oh, I'm probably never going to see it again. But they didn't. The phone was returned, and then their faith increased because they had seen something amazing. Look for things that are amazing in your life so that that will help you to increase your faith in God and increase your faith in Jesus and the power that he has given you to have a good and interesting life. So I hope that has helped, and I hope it increases your faith and helps you to look closely at the things that you do to see how you can make changes. God bless you, and do take care. Bye.